Thank you very much. It is an honor to be the representative of the Pennsylvania State Senate today who reads this proclamation, which we passed unanimously, marking this special anniversary, December 7th, 1941, on its 75th anniversary. America has been blessed to have each successive generation of heroes step forward, and on that horrific morning of December 7th, 1941, we were truly blessed to have heroes standing watch for America at a time when many thought we could be divorced from the world's conflicts. But thank God that we had men and women who were standing the guard, as we do today, to keep our country safe and to keep our way of life protected. So, now, on behalf of the Senate of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, I do have a proclamation which I will read. From the Senate of Pennsylvania, in the Senate, November 16, 2016, whereas December 7, 2016 marks the 75th anniversary of the horrific Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, whereas over 3,500 military personnel and civilians were killed or injured during this two-hour attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th of 1941. Whereas 19 ships were either destroyed or run aground, and over 300 aircraft were destroyed or damaged as a result of the attack. And whereas there are 22 known servicemen from Pennsylvania who lost their lives during that attack, now therefore be it resolved that the Senate designate December 7th, 2016 as Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day in Pennsylvania, and be it further resolved that the Senate recognize the outstanding bravery of those who fought and the honorable sacrifice of those who lost their lives or suffered injuries on that day. Signed, Megan Martin, Secretary of the Senate. My heart goes out to those who lost family members, as well as to those whose family members remain with us with maybe difficult memories, but know that you are treasured. God bless you.